This is Sharon Grant with the Old Mole Variety Hour. My guest is Kitty Martz. You run a peer support program for Voices of Problem Gambling Recovery. So the word peer means that you had a gambling problem and now you're supporting others to get better, right?
That's right, Sharon. I'm one of the 2.6% of Oregon adults who got addicted to gambling. Actually, most of us to the video slot machines that are run by the Oregon Lottery.
And I have to say, I actually know you pretty well, and you have never come across to me as someone who's weak-willed. So how did you develop a gambling problem?
Well, thanks. Those responsible gambling tools weren't effective for folks like me. I was already struggling with things like other addictions. So toddling down the street and pushing a button that like dosed me with dopamine was frankly something I needed at the time. Now, however, the lottery is under pressure to modernize and introduce these Vegas-style slot machines on handheld devices, and those could be used from home.
I know that the lottery lets you gamble on that scoreboard sports app on phones already, which proves that they can pretty much do whatever they want without legislative or public consent. So the state is already in the handheld bookie business.
I know, right? And my gambling counselor friends are still just a little bit baffled on how to treat this new handheld addiction thing that you can do 24/7 in isolation, secretly from your family and loved ones. Maybe while you're intoxicated or, I don't know, suffering from dementia or symptoms of a severe and persistent mental illness.
The lottery, quote unquote, does good things, right?
It does. It does. The money, the revenue from the lottery goes to things like economic development, schools and parks. Other states who don't have robust lotteries also have, guess what, economic development, schools and parks. So, yeah.
So why does Oregon have this desperate need for our gambling money?
We don't have sales tax here, and we don't seem to want to anytime soon. Back in 1984, we all voted to have a lottery. Basically, we were probably thinking something like dollar Powerball or scratch-it tickets. The lottery's mission is to make as much revenue as they can, commensurate with public good. You and me, we're part of the public. I mean, I don't know if you're an older adult, a person of color, someone who grew up with adverse childhood experiences.
Yep, for me. Yep.
Yeah, so, or has co-occurring health or addiction challenges like me? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there were times when I had to go to a food bank or I couldn't buy my meds. And I'm 68 years old. I don't need this to be happening in my life. People get homeless on these lottery machines.
Right. And these are government operated machines. This is not private enterprise. They're taking money from folks who are already facing challenges like we were, who get addicted. And that's just a regressive tax. Every other normalized vice that has legit evidence of being highly addictive, your tobacco, your alcohol, your THC, yes, marijuana is addictive. The state, they regulate it. They tax it. Not gambling. With gambling, the state's like, mine.
So are we going to have slot machines on our phones or not?
Absolutely. We do. That horse has literally left the barn. We have slot machines on our phones now. The question is, are we going to have the Oregon Lottery put publicly operated slot machines on our phones?
So how is that going in the UK, where they have handheld slot machines?
60% of their revenue from those come from only 5% of the players. So when our lottery says they want a lot of people to play a little, well, then they probably shouldn't have handheld devices, because that's not what happens with those. Also, those handheld devices in the UK have a 9.2% addiction rate, which, yikes. However, they also have pretty strict laws to protect their players. They don't just put up signs to gamble responsibly. They display on the screen how much you lost, how long you played. They can't give you the illusion of control in the outcome or disguise your losses as actual wins. Those are predatory practices. Do you recognize any of these tricks from playing machines?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you reckon operators like the lottery, if it's up to them, are going to voluntarily put those kind of safety measures in place for the public good?
Well, they haven't so far, so.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big fan of Oregon lottery slot machines, but at least you have to get yourself to a brick and mortar venue that has set hours. Maybe they have employees trained and being able to offer some kind of support, like the 1-877 My Limit number, where you can get free counseling for gambling. You have to be able to function in public.
So what's the plan? Where are we at to stop this if we're concerned about it? What do you think will happen?
Bipartisan Bill HB 3078 is in committee. It would prevent the lottery from putting slot machines on our phones. I think best possible scenario, we'll get a reprieve for a year or two, like a moratorium on handheld functions while maybe they get some expert guidance. Hey, you know, a push is better than a pull.
So what can people do if they are concerned about this?
You can let Governor Brown or Speaker Kotek know your thoughts on HB 3078 sooner than later, like today. Let them know if you think it's appropriate to have publicly run high-speed gambling on our phones, or whether you think the lottery has surpassed its intended reach.
I really appreciate your time, Kitty. What else do you have to say as we end?
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I guess just that if you or your loved one are struggling with gambling, there is hope. We're living proof of that, and there's free help here in Oregon. Please call 1-877-MY-LIMIT. If you want to contact me or learn about peer support services, visit vpgr.net or call 503-486-7377.
This has been Sharon Grant of the Old Mole Variety Hour with Kitty Martz, advocate of House Bill 3078.